There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, 1025-1063, the game of the game, Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. It is now time for our final silly underdog picks of the season. But before I pass it over to Willie Donick, our esteemed commissioner, we do have another receiver on the line, and I would like to get his insight. We've got D. Mays fired up, Chris.
Yes.
Who is more talented, A.J. Brown or Treylon Burks?
Well, see, listen, they're both talented. They're both talented. I just think that this is just my opinion, and I'm looking at the outside looking in. I just think that A.J. Brown right now has a little more dog in him than
Treylon Burks.
That's all. And I think that – and I'm not saying that Treylon Burks doesn't have no talent. Treylon Burks has a lot of talent. You better believe it. I just think that we get so mad on how he started early. Yeah, he struggled a little bit. A.J. Brown struggled a little bit early. So we can't say that. We got to let this thing play out and say, okay, you know what? Let's see how he does later on, you know, in his career.
I will send
Thank you, Chris.
And then another thing, D-Mace. Man, we had to – listen, can I get on my soapbox for a doggone time? When I came in the league, you know, got me all upset, D-Mace. I averaged 23.5 yards a catch my rookie season.
Uh-huh.
I dropped one doggone ball my third season, and they said I can't catch.
But you, hey, Chris, and that's what I say. You know how it is. Like, people keep on pointing to Treylon Burks' drop. I'm like, he's only dropped three balls.
He didn't get targeted very much.
Mace, he dropped two.
It's like, but we have this narrative that drops passes all the time when he doesn't.
Okay, Mace. When we play, you don't got me all hot, man. Dang, I'm trying to settle down. But Mace, you remember 1998 and 1999, when they brought Yancey Thiepen in. What did they say? They said we didn't have no receivers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
Like, well, we do have them.
What are we doing? I mean, like we just can't catch at all. So people, when we drop one ball or one, two or balls, then people say we ain't no good. We at this highest point because we can make some plays.
Yeah, it was. Chris, we could talk about this all day, but I know the commissioner got here.
Can I chime in on one thing?
You know what this is? This is Chase. This is Chris just trying to put off the fact that they have no chance of catching teammates
exactly.
in the underdogs.
Well, that's true.
They're enjoying the opportunity to change the subject.
Oh, absolutely.
But here's my thing on this whole subject, and Chris said it. Chris just said it, and Derek just said it too. The difference is maybe the talent is there for Treylon Burks. He didn't have dog in him. AJ has dog in him. You can't teach that. And you two are the ones that taught me that. You cannot teach dog to a player, receiver, quarterback, whatever. Kelly will back me up on this. Either got it or you don't. He doesn't have it.
And let me make sure I clarify myself. Being a dog doesn't mean that you're throwing tables and throwing chairs. I mean, that's not being a dog. Being a dog is when you got two safeties about to hit you in the mouth and you figure out a way to catch the ball. That's what have been a dog.
And then you take the hit.
And then you take the hit. Like D-Mace is a tough dude. I mean, he's a tough dude. You know, he got a bad haircut, but he's a tough dude. I'm just kidding.
I noticed he was wearing a hat today.
Hey, I got a hat.
Bad hair day?
Yeah, I told y'all I'm moving. I'm giving me a whole new set of hair. I'm going to move to another state, like Dakotas, so like Montana somewhere, one of the Dakotas.
You don't like cold, whole... you wouldn't like it.
Hey, I give me a big old fireplace, man.
Nice little beachside, little cottage in
Maine.
I'm going to
give me a big thing of hair, and I'm going to get dreadlocks and everything.
Well, if you come, and with your hairline going to be back like Jerry Rice had his, maybe he had his braids. If you come back like that, you're going to be kicked off the show, mister. That's what's going to happen.
Go ahead, Commission.
Okay. Ah, yes. A precursor to some fun that we're about to have. This is your commissioner speaking. It is time for the Silly Underdog Final Draft. There will be three bowl games picked by each of the six contestants today, and we're going to continue to have some fun here. So, our contest being brought to you
by
Volunteer.
Only one person's having fun, Willie.
Volunteer, Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Yes, D-Mace, if you are just joining us, you've been on a sabbatical for the last 13 weeks or so. D-Mace has dominated this competition. And he is just trying to close it out. But it's not over.
Can you say that again, Willie?
It's never over till it's over, but he has dominated the competition.
Whatever.
Starting with picking Deion Sanders' first win against TCU on opening day on the first weekend. And he has not looked back. So he is trying to cap off a wire-to-wire win. Here are the regular season standings before we make the picks. D-Mace has 59.5 points, 5-9 on the season. So he has made the most of the wins. He's got some big wins. Kelly Holcomb is in second place. He was the only one to win in our last round of picks. He had, or I'm sorry, two people won, but Kelly had the biggest win. He had Washington, the 9.5 point dog against Oregon in the Pac-12 title game. So with that win, he's closed to within 23.5. He's 5-9, 36 points. So 59.5 to 36 is where it stands. Plaz got a win, taking Bama in the SEC championship game. So he moves into third place. So, Plaz, you're on the medal stand.
Yes, Willie, and thank you for that. I think comparing my point total to D. Mace's is A.J. Brown to Treylon Burke. Did I hear earlier that Treylon Burke's is very close to A.J. Brown?
In pure talent. In pure talent is the question. That's the question.
Well, is that talent in the witness protection program?
That talent's been hurt, and this darn, I'm blaming it on the head coach. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
I'm on Plaza's side. I'm still in A.J.'s camp, regardless of what category we're talking here.
This isn't even close.
Yes, it is. It's close.
No, it is.
Commissioner, you got to stop this stuff. Come on, man.
Oh, we need to table this discussion. You guys need to focus on your picks, especially you guys in the bottom four. My goodness. Yeah. Plaz with 11.5 points is in third place. Caroline, 1-13 with 10 points.
Way to go.
Chase, 1-13, 3.5 points. And Mr. Sanders still looking for his first win. And guess who has the first pick in the draft? He is 0-14. After his title last year, he has gone from penthouse to outhouse.
See, I look at my silly underdog picks year as I'm Yancey Thigpen, paid a lot of money, had a lot of hope, and I just didn't do anything. But I dress nice.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to snake back and forth in the three rounds. We're going to take all of the bowl games that from now, and they start on Saturday, I think, of the first couple, and they go all the way through to the championship game. And obviously you don't know who's in the championship game, so you can't pick that one. But all the way through the end, you will have all of those choices. Chris Sanders will have the first pick on finishing last.
Right.
So Chris has the first pick.
Just to clarify, Chase that's second. Chris is picking first.
Chase second, Caroline third, Plaz, Kelly, and then D-Mace. Then in round two, it reverses. D-Mace will have the first pick in the second round. We go back around. And then the third round, we snake back. So, Chris, you have picks 1, 12, and 13. Chase, you have 2, 11, and 14. Caroline, 3, 10, and 15. Plaz, 4, 9, 16. Kelly, 5, 8, and 17. And D-May, 6, 7, and 18. So you got to do it with lower picks.
Okay. Thanks.
These are the overall picks. There are 18 total bowls that we're going to pick.
Can I say something before we get started?
Yes,
here?
Kelly, you've been quiet and patient. Yeah, yes.
Nobody else has a chance in this but me. So can Chris not pick all the big-time games? I mean, I know how you're going to do it, Chris. You're 0-1 whatever, dude. Don't do that. Just try to get on the board, Hoss, okay?
Oh, man. See, why are you so mean to me this morning, man?
I'm just saying, y'all have gotten all upset about this Treylon Burks and A.J. Brown stuff. Like y'all,
hey, Chris,
y'all
pick your pick your games.
Y'all are listening to people that never played, so quit worrying about it.
Hey. who won it last year?
Who cares? Last year doesn't matter.
Should I pick my game, Mr. Commissioner Guy?
Did we pick
Mr.
your game,
Commissioner?
He said, "Can he pick his game?"
Oh yes. Well, let's get the proper introduction.
Don't leave my theme music, man. They ain't looking for me no more. Come on.
I think you might need to go back to Lionel Richie, Chris.
Nah, because they ain't looking for me no more.
No, Lionel Richie actually sent a note to the station asking Chris not to use the songs anymore.
He said,
"I only want a winner."
Oh wow, see, that breaks my heart.
That's just
well, guess what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take Eastern Michigan over South Alabama. Now take that, Kelly.
Ah, just...
well, no, that's good. You go ahead and take that one. That one's good.
I was going to go with Liberty and Oregon, so take that, mister. Ooh. But I'm going with
You can have that one, too.
Eastern Michigan is a 16-point dog against South Alabama. And if you know off the top of the head what bowl it is, I congratulate you.
I'm just looking at it.
The
so
68
unfair.
Ventures Bowl.
Hancock Bowl.
George, Hancock Stadium. George, can you set the scene, the atmosphere at the 68 Ventures Bowl in Normal, Illinois?
It's going to be cold as hell. Gosh. I think I ought to opt it out of that one.
That's one thing Derek did get right. It'll be cold. there will be roped off sections where people are not allowed to sit. And Ms. Lou will televise the game, and they'll have a spot shadow where they turn on like a flashlight and make it sound like they've isolated on something.
Will they have a pregame show, George?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, no. That's what I thought.
No pregame.
This is a budgetary.
Yes.
It's a low-budget game.
Yes, it is on. Somehow it's on ESPN December the 23rd. If you'd like to tune in and see if Chris Sanders can get on the board with that pick. All right.
You guys are mean.
We move on to pick number two, Chase McCabe.
All right, you know, we're just throwing darts at the board at this point. So with my first pick, I am going to stay in the state and go down I-40 West. Give me the Memphis Tigers against Iowa State at the Liberty Bowl. +8.5.
Good pick.
I feel like Memphis and Iowa State play in the Liberty Bowl every single year.
They probably do.
How many times, and Plaz, maybe you have a feel for this, how many times has Memphis actually played in the Liberty Bowl? Not for a home game, but actually played in the bowl game. More than once, I would guess,
like
right?
Twice, Willie.
Not that many times, huh?
No, they really haven't.
Memphis is an 8.5-point dog in the Liberty Bowl, which is where they played their games, against Iowa State. Iowa State is the favorite in that one. That's Friday, December 29th at 2:30. Okay, we move on. Caroline Fenton is in the three hole.
All right, I'm taking it to the great state of Texas. It's not a massive underdog, but it's an underdog nonetheless. Give me Oklahoma State to beat Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl.
So they're going to beat them basically in their backyard.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's that new coach energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The lack of coach and energy
now,
there is.
And now I'm trying to hunt this bowl game down. Where is it? Early? No.
It is December 27th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm on the wrong page.
Come on, Willie.
Come on, Kamish. Come on, Kamish.
Let's get on the same page, Willie.
Let's get on the same page. Oh, heck. You just got to tell me. Caroline, I'll write it down. I'll take your word for it.
2.5 points.
2.5 points what? In the Texas Bowl.
Chris?
Oh, I ain't got no points, so I can't say nothing.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
All right, we move on to Plaz with the fourth pick, trying to maintain his place on the medal stand in third place.
How far behind Kelly am I?
George, you're way behind.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
How far behind Kelly am I?
Oh, behind Kelly, you are 24.5 behind Kelly.
Oh, good Lord. that's sort of like the gap between two receivers we've discussed. give me Liberty or give me Death.
Dang it.
Ah, okay. Liberty.
Ooh, somebody said, dang it.
Liberty, and that's one that I think Kelly might have had on the radar there. Liberty.
No. Yeah, it
no,
is.
Interesting. Okay. No. Liberty is undefeated, 23rd ranked, and they get the shot. They represent the little guy on January 1st in the Fiesta Bowl against Oregon, a 17.5-point dog. And so give me Liberty or give me Ducks. George takes Liberty. All right. So we move on to Kelly with his first pick in the first round here.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I'm just so proud of my Titans. Tighten up.
Give me, guys, give me the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina to beat San Jose State.
Okay. Coastal Carolina is a 10-point dog against San Jose State, and that game is the Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu, December 23rd. That game used to be played on Christmas Eve, did it not, for a long time?
I don't know. I never watched it.
You must have been very busy on Christmas Eve. I've been to some Christmas Eve parties where, like, can I slide off of here? And is there a game on? And that's, like, the only game on. Now I don't even have that going for me. All right. So, Coastal Carolina. Kelly, his plan to get past D-Mace. He needs a big, big bowl season. Now, it is time for D-Mace. He has back-to-back picks to try to put this thing away and seal the title.
Nick, give me my theme music.
Go green, go white.
I like it. I like it. All right. I got two games here. Give me. Dang it. Which one should I go with first? You know what? Give me Kentucky over Clemson. Kentucky's a 5-point dog in this one. Give me Kentucky.
Okay.
It's the Gator Bowl.
That once upon a time, Plaz will remember this well. Once upon a time, Clemson came into Nashville to play Kentucky in the Music City Bowl and got thumped. And Plaz and I were doing the game. Remember that, Plaz?
Oh, it was broadcast excellence.
It was broadcast excellence. It was actually a great crowd at the stadium down there. But
it was all Kentucky. Remember, it was Andre Woodson.
Andre Woodson.
Quarterback.
And who was it? Was Thunder and Lightning for Clemson. It was C.J. Spiller, and who was the other guy? I don't remember. They had two great running backs, and they got taken to school. So
what year was that?
Oh, I don't – that was a long time ago. The years are running together, Plaz.
If any of you would like a tape of the game – for 1995, just contact me.
Don't bait me.
Also, can I get 100 CDs for a dollar or two?
Yes, you can. Maybe less.
Exactly.
D-Mace takes Kentucky with his first pick in Jacksonville. And your next pick, sir?
I'm going to stay in Florida with this pick, too. Give me Florida State over Georgia. I believe in Florida State's defense, and they're getting their second quarterback back, their backup quarterback back. The committee was dead wrong with this one, leaving them out, because they were not going to play with their freshman. They were going to play with their backup quarterback. So I'm going with Florida State. I think – I don't even know if Brock Bowers is playing. But even if he is playing, you got to be cautious in that game. You know, you don't want to get hurt going into the draft. So give me Florida State.
It's become a big X factor is who ends up playing.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure we have the full list yet. We're still a long way away. So D-Mace takes Florida State, 14-point dog against Georgia in the Orange Bowl.
Or as I like to call it, we don't want to be here. We'd rather be in the College Football Playoff Bowl.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
What it is.
The Pissed Off for Greatness Bowl.
Yeah. Yes. So somebody's going to win. So D-Mace says, why not the Noles? Here we go to Kelly for his second pick.
All right, give me the Hokies of Virginia Tech to beat Tulane, who's going through a coaching change.
Aha.
There's a problem here.
What's that?
Tulane's the underdog.
Doesn't say.
No, Tulane is plus 7.5.
No.
Yeah, they are the underdog.
That's the underdog.
Yeah, they are the underdog, yes. You're right.
Now, George, we've had
George,
this as a violation
Kelly, once
before.
Again, trying to circumvent the system here.
I'm just
Wow.
Come on, Kelly. I'm on your side and you seriously.
Hold on. Are y'all sure about this? Because
I'm looking at it.
Says Virginia Tech is a 7.5-point dog to Tulane.
I'm looking at CBS Sports and Tulane is plus 7.5.
Yeah.
This is a matter of integrity.
Get cricket phones, man. Get out there, cricket.
Well, phone. Hey, keep the same game then. I don't. It doesn't matter. Keep the same game.
Okay, you've just switched hats. You've just switched hats. Now you've completely changed your thinking.
Game.
Coaching
yeah.
change. Forget about the coaching change. It's all about Tulane now.
It's all about Tulane now.
And he's taken. He has taken a pick from somebody that actually knew who the underdog was.
Tulane.
George, how can you allow this?
Very sound thinking.
Well, first of all, I'm not the commissioner. It's his duty to slap some sort of, I think, penalty it's like the NBA with Draymond Green. They really nailed him because it's the latest in the series.
Latest in the series,
Willie. What do you think is the proper punishment?
I think the proper punishment is a double secret probation for Mr.
That's fine. That's cool. I'm cool.
Kelly Holcomb.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's take
a public reprimand.
A public reprimand,
That's
I think.
What's happening right now, George?
Okay.
Excuse me?
We're going to tar and feather you and make you walk up Broadway. Can we do that?
Consider this a public reprimand for Kelly Holcomb for a second time in his career.
It's the second time?
It's the second time.
He's Draymond Green.
Draymond's got like a list of it's so long.
No, he's still Draymond Green. We're going to make him Draymond Green. So we tar and feathering you. You got to walk up Broadway, brother.
Attempting all to right?
Let me review the first violation. The first violation years ago, he picked a game that it started 20 minutes earlier. It was one of those
I was trying to get away with it. I mean, what do you expect?
That did happen.
In fairness to Kelly, he truly didn't know it, but I had a hell of a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, his team was up 14-0 when he picked him, and he didn't realize the game had already started.
And Willie didn't either, and George goes, now hold on a second.
George was watching the game, yeah.
That was funny.
That was good. And that was controversial, too, because Floyd Reese was saying, you do not get that game. Because they did end up winning, and Floyd did not want to give him the victory at the end of the season.
I don't blame him.
He didn't want to give it to him. So that was a controversy for the best. So maybe there is a little Draymond Green.
It is
that.
A little Draymond
so that could
Green.
Be the third
absolutely.
Offense. Yes, trying to pick a favorite.
Draymond Kelly.
All right. All right, so let's blow through it. We move on to Plaz for his second pick.
Willie, a special notation for those who are out there looking to make money. Boise State is my next selection. It's a book it. They're better than UCLA right now.
Is that a gift
right
to the
about
people?
That one.
Ooh, that could be a
it's
gift to the
work.
People. Mm-hmm. All right, if I can find it, I can tell you what the line is here. Boise State.
It's under bowl games.
Bowl games. Yes.
Did you look there, Willie?
Come on, Commish, get him
I'm
off of you.
I'm slow on the draw today. I don't.
Get him off
they're not
you,
all
Commish.
Listed on the same page on my draft sheet here. Good grief. Where the heck is this game? Is this game? There we go.
Some of us have radio stations to run.
I'm telling
there,
you.
Willie,
I'm slow on the draw. My bad. That's
Commish, get him off you.
Slap myself on the wrist. Boise State is a 4.5-point dog in the L.A. Bowl at SoFi Stadium against UCLA. How many UCLA fans are going to go to that game? That's an interesting question.
UCLA
I'm here to tell you we
don't
care.
Go to any of their games.
Let alone across the town.
Jimmy Kimmel does some stuff.
It's on ABC, so that would make sense.
Yeah. I think blow out Kimmel and put Nate Bargatze in.
Probably a better idea. All right, move to Caroline for her second round.
This might not be the most popular pick in town. Don't care. Defense wins championships. Give me Iowa over the Vols.
You know, I looked at it. I thought about that one, too. I'm like, man, Iowa has a hell of a defense.
If I get the D-May stamp of approval, then I feel
like
good about
that one, man. They may not be able to score no point. It may be Minnesota and Oakland.
It could be 3-0.
Vegas, yeah, it could be 3-0.
Very well could be 3-0. Yeah,
that is going to be interesting. Iowa's defense against Tennessee's offense. Tennessee playing down in Orlando in the Citrus Bowl. Iowa is an 8-point dog. So.
I thought that was now the Pop-Tart Bowl. Is that not the bowl with the edible mascot?
Well, the Citrus Bowl, it's still called the Citrus Bowl.
Citrus Bowl?
The Camping World Stadium is now what it's called. The same stadium that I lost the field goal kicking contest in 1983
Damn,
when
Willie.
I was 12.
Oh, no.
I could have gone to the Super Bowl.
Well,
oh, no. I missed the kick.
You can't spell Citrus 12 years out old. UT.
That's right. All right, we move on to Chase McCabe for his second round pick.
Oh, finally, I get to pick again.
Yeah, sorry, Chase.
I'm going to go with Marshall over UTSA.
Dang gummit.
Marshall.
Why Kelly give that evil laugh?
Marshall is a 13 point. Anytime it's double digits, Chris gets upset. And same with Kelly because he needs a lot of points. Marshall is a 13 point dog against UT San Antonio. He's had a really nice year this season. They've even been involved in some of our picks earlier in this season. So Marshall is the pick. We move on to Chris Sanders for his final two picks.
You got two, Chris. Come on.
You get two.
I got two? Boston yeah. College.
You can't take them twice.
Oh. That's cold, man. Yeah. Did y'all, somebody pick UNLV, Dan Gummit?
UNLV?
Yeah, I got UNLV and Boston College.
You can't take them twice.
Did you say it twice? Man, I'm so confused right now. So confused right now. Okay, let's start all over. Okay.
Boston College. Boston College is an 11-point dog.
Okay.
Against SMU.
Take that.
And that is the Fenway Bowl at Fenway Park.
What is that?
Damn, it's going to be cold.
The Red Sox will be out there.
You got your foot. You got the feet. Okay. UNLV.
Okay. Now, where is UNLV? Let's see.
They're going against Kansas.
Yeah, I saw that one. Thought about that one, too.
Bowl games.
It's under full games. All right. UNLV is the pick. And that will be.
I can't find it.
+12.5.
+12.5.
6, 7, 8.
I should have had a better system of finding these games. I needed to delegate.
How long have you been doing this? You don't have a better system yet?
You know, the commission's still working off a floppy disk. Come on now.
Well, we were talking about betas earlier today.
Yeah, you know that.
Goodness gracious. All right, UNLV is the pick. I'll get it.
He'll get it.
I'll get it squared. All right, we move on.
UCLA, you said? Oh, new UNLV. Oh, my bad.
UNLV. All right, we move on to Chase.
I may regret this because there's information we don't know yet, but I don't care anymore. Caroline, I'm sorry. Give me Wisconsin +8.5.
What information do you not know?
Well, if Jaden Daniels is going to play or not.
Oh, so the backup quarterback that would probably start at half of all of the SEC schools would play?
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm. Should have consulted with me before that one, Chaser.
I didn't.
You're lost.
Give me Wisconsin.
Okay, Wisconsin is the pick.
+8.5.
+8.5 against LSU. All right, we move on to Caroline for her final pick.
Has anyone taken the Las Vegas Bowl yet? We're getting to the point where we're just getting down to the nitty-gritty here. I will take Northwestern over Utah.
Okay. And, Willie, that is 12.5 in that UNLV-Kansas game.
Northwestern, Utah, 6.5.
Northwestern by how many?
Six and a half.
And that brings us to Plaz for his final pick. Then it'll be Kelly and D-Mace to round it out.
Willie, just to make things really quick, I'm going to take Oregon State, and they're a 31-point dog.
you are trying to deceive the commissioner, and that is definitely a violation.
This commissioner is clueless.
We're struggling, okay? We're on the struggle
bus.
They are
a 6.5-point dog. Oregon State is. They just lost their coach, too. So
it's under bowl games.
it's Friday the 29th, Willie. That's
Oregon State. And that brings us to Kelly for his second to last pick.
Let me see if I can get it right. But give me – you know what? I never do this because I don't pick middle. But I'm going to say give me Troy. Troy to beat Duke.
Okay. Troy over Duke. And D-Mace, that brings you to the final pick.
Final pick. All right. I'm going to go a little bit off the board here. Who do I want, this team or that team? Did anybody pick the Old Dominion?
No.
Western Kentucky?
Good pick.
Give me Western Kentucky over Old Dominion. It's 2.5 points. They're a 2.5 point dog.
Western Kentucky over Old Dominion. That is 2.5 points, and that is in the famous Toastery Bowl.
Yeah,
Jerry
right
Richardson
there.
Stadium.
That right there.
The Toast Bowl.
What is that?
Toastery. The famous.
Is that like a...
Not just the Toastery Bowl, the famous Toastery Bowl.
If okay. It's so famous, how come we don't know about it?
Exactly.
That's a good question. And somehow I found it quicker than I did most of the other bowl games. The famous Toastery Bowl.
Toastery Bowl. Is that some
is
type
it sold
of...
out?
That's a good question.
Yeah, they had a it was like a raffle, and the first five people in the door get the tickets, so they sold out.
Oh, there were only five seats available?
Yeah, it was only five seats available. They got everything else tarped off.
Okay, I think I'm almost caught up. Let's quickly review, and then we'll sayonara out of here and wish everybody luck. Final silly underdog draft. Remember, we've got Derek Mason, 59.5.
You damn right.
Kelly, 36. Plaz, 11.5. Those are the top three. Caroline, 10. Chase, 3.5. Chris, looking to get points of any kind.
The only person I'm worried about is Kelly.
Chris takes Eastern Michigan over South Alabama for 16. Chris also takes BC for 11 against SMU and UNLV, 12.5 against Kansas. Those are his three. Chase takes Memphis, 8.5 against Iowa State. He also takes Marshall, 13 against UTSA. And he takes Wisconsin, 8 against LSU. Caroline takes Texas A&M, 2.5 against Oklahoma State. Iowa, 8 against Tennessee in the Citrus Bowl. And Northwestern, 6.5 against Utah. Plaz takes Liberty, 17.5 against Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. He takes Boise, 4.5 against UCLA in SoFi Stadium. And he takes Oregon State. Now, he said they were a 31-point dog. Who is Oregon State playing, Plaz?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. And the official point total would be?
6.5.
6.5.
Yeah.
Well, even if it were 31, I'd be mad.
You'd still be in trouble. Kelly, very important picker, takes Coastal Carolina, 10, against San Jose State in Honolulu. He takes Tulane, 7.5-point dog against Virginia Tech. And Troy, a 7.5-point dog against Duke in Birmingham. And D-Mace, the leader, trying to close it out, takes Kentucky by 5 over Clemson. Florida State, 14-point dog against Georgia. And he has Western Kentucky for 2.5 against Old Dominion. So those are our picks. Guys, gals, it's been a fun season. Remember, you can play online by going to our website at thegamenashville.com. Our contest, as always, and we thank them every year, sponsored by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. So those are the picks for the Holiday Bowl season. Ladies and gentlemen, good luck.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you, Willie.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, happy holidays. I love each and every one of you on a serious note.
Yeah.
Enjoy your families. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. But I hope all y'all lose your games. All of y'all. I hope y'all don't win. That's including you, Caroline, too.
I didn't think I was excluded.
Got to feel like part
of the
club.
I was just part of the group.
Yeah. Hey, Derek.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Derek,
y'all.
I want you to spend the holiday season thinking about sportsmanship, winning with class, acting like you've been there before. Because even though you're going to win this, mm-hmm. it's been so. The kids. What are the kids? Yeah, that are
Chris, the children.
Y'all know my. Didn't y'all hear my slogan? Y'all haven't heard my slogan about the kids.
There's bumper stickers about
exactly.
this.
Bumper stickers, T-shirts, mugs. Koozies, whatever
and
they call
it. And what does it say?
Damn them kids, okay?
Damn kids. Because that is the true reason for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Damn
absolutely.
Them kids.
Hey, my lunch is here, so I got to go.
See you soon.
All right, appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. It's been a fun season. All right, more Caroline Willie D. Mays coming up next. We're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Caroline Willie D. Mays. Hey, 1025 The Game has teamed up with Mookie Betts' AIM Foundation to help underprivileged members of our community. You can email bids in now at enteryourbids@gmail.com for either the family package that includes Mookie Betts t-shirts, hats, miniature Dodger baseball bats, Mookie Betts autographed baseballs, or the game day package that includes a $500 Southwest gift card, Mookie Betts jerseys, Dodgers and Dad gang hats, two tickets to a Dodgers game in Los Angeles, and a photo op with Mookie Betts. Email bids in now at enteryourbids@gmail.com. Bids close at 5 p.m. today. We'll catch up with Elliot Friedman in 10 minutes. We'll get the latest on the Tyson Berry situation, how he thinks these Nashville Predators are playing now that we're about a third of the way through the season. And if the season ended today, the Preds would be in a playoff wildcard spot. So we'll chat with Elliot Friedman in 10 minutes. But first, let's get into some of your phones. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHensley.com. Anything is on the table. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. One texter texts in and says, Viking Matt texts in, says, Treland's not good because he has no quarterback. Well, yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know if I would necessarily say that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
He's putting up plenty of numbers.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback is there. I just think it's not just as simple as, oh, you know, he hasn't been on the field. Mm-hmm. It's not just as simple as that. It's not just as simple as, oh, he dropped passes. Well, he hasn't dropped no more than anybody else on that team. You know, so you can't just point to those two different things. I think it's more than just that. But in regards to the quarterback thing, I think he has the quarterback, or at least we believe he has the quarterback, and he's shown that he can, you know, spin the ball. So, you know, as far as their rapport now, they may have to, you know, be better with that, you know, building that chemistry, but he has a quarterback that can throw the football.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it. It's not the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's right now. It's not the quarterback. If it becomes about the quarterback, that's a good thing. Because he's got to be on the field and be out there and have a lot more happen before it becomes about that.
Yeah, it's not about Will Levis. Will Levis can't get the ball to other receivers. It's about Treylon Burks and his availability. And the fact that he's not getting the football, I don't think that's Will Levis' fault. Tommy Texan says, question for Derek Mason. Why do you think that Amy is so cheap? It's hard sometimes staying a fan with her penny pinching. We literally let all of our talent go just like Bud did. We became the farm for the Ravens and now the Eagles.
Amy, and I'm not sure Amy. I'm not going to sit here and say she's, you know, the organization is cheap. They pay players. It's just, and I think I've said this before, they prioritize positions just like every other team out there. And, you know, they pay top dollar for the running back. They pay top dollar for their defensive lineman and their edge rusher. They pay top money for their safety. They, in the order of prioritizing, you know, positions, receiver is not one or two or three, I don't think, because obviously you got your quarterback, then your running back, then your defensive tackle, your edge rusher. I'm just talking about for the Titans. Mm-hmm. Even though they haven't paid Will, he hasn't earned that paycheck yet, but they paid Ryan Tannehill. Then they paid their safety. They haven't been in the business of paying their receiver, like giving receiver top dollar. So when you say, when we look at A.J. Brown, yeah, they wanted to keep him, but A.J. was worth probably more than what they were willing to give. And somebody else paid him what he wanted. Why? Because they prioritize receiver as being one of those guys we need. The NFL, they've already trended toward that. You see receivers making more than quarterbacks. You know, the top receivers are making more than some of the good quarterbacks in this league. So the problem that I have with the Titans at times is, when are y'all going to prioritize the receiver as being, he needs to be our top guy. Because until you do that, you're going to allow guys to walk off. And this organization has been that way the whole time.
And in the NFL, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. So I'm not saying she's by no means cheap. She's not cheap. It's just I'd rather pay for this top dollar than to pay for that top dollar.
And I do think it's fair to say that she is more of the traditional family-owned ownership groups that are less and less now, where you get more groups and you get deeper pockets. And so you have an easier time writing huge checks, right? So I do think there are some owners in the NFL that have deeper pockets than she does. And that's not really saying that she's cheap. That's just saying you got to deal with what you have. And the good thing about the NFL is with the revenue sharing and the TV contracts, you're going to get enough money to be able to field a good team if you make smart decisions.
I would look at maybe the Bengals owner, probably pre-Joe Burrow. But the Bengals owner, I would categorize probably a cheap owner. An owner that doesn't want to dip into his pockets. They didn't even have an indoor practice facility. I mean, that Amy, looking at the new facilities, I think that Amy is willing to put the money forth, but she just might not have as deep of a supply as maybe like a Stan Kroenke or a Jerry Jones. Wes in Hermitage is on the line with a thought on the Titans. What's up, Wes?
Hey, how y'all doing today? D-Mace, you sound real confident on Thursdays after y'all do those silly underdogs this year. What's going on with that, man?
Hey, my silly underdogs, I'm leading, so, you know, my confidence
got to
be high. It's high right now. But I am a little bit worried about Kelly. I am a little bit worried because...
That's fair.
He does have a pathway, mathematically.
Yeah, he has a pathway to victory, so I am a little bit worried about it.
Did we just have somebody call in and say that the reason for Treylon Burks' lack of success is on Will Levis? Did I hear that correctly?
That is correct.
Yeah. They said the quarterback. I don't think they
named
Levis.
I'm not even
going
to touch on that. Yeah. I'm not even going to touch on that. What in the world? Anyways, my question to you is, so yesterday I heard y'all talking about, you know, Treylon Burks and A.J. Brown and all that good stuff, the talent, no talent, whatever. This is my kind of thought on that. Watching the Miami game right off the bat, you saw them immediately try to get him involved. But you look at Derrick, you know what Derrick Henry can do because he's proved it. You look at D-Hop, you know what he can do because he's proved it. And then I know it's kind of a stretch, but you kind of know what you've got in NWI because he's proved it. They tried to get Treylon involved in the beginning of that Miami Dolphins game, and it just wasn't happening. And I think as a quarterback, as a young quarterback, you want to go out there. You want to win that game. So you've got to go to your prove-it players. And I just don't think that Treylon Burks has made Will feel confident enough. He's swinging the ball around the yard, man. And it doesn't seem like he's really looking at Treylon. And I think that's kind of on Treylon.
I understand what you're saying. But I do push back on they try to get him involved in the game. They didn't. They threw him one screenplay early in the game. One. That's not getting an individual in the game. But I understand what the premise of it, of trying to get him in a game or whatnot. But they didn't in this particular game. They didn't try to. They threw him a deep ball it was a 50-50 ball. You know, you can't be just throwing deep balls to guys. You know, can't have a guy run 10 deep routes and try to throw 10 deep balls and then get mad when he don't come up with nothing but, you know, two or three of them, and they were contested. All of them were contested. You can't be mad at him. You need to find another way to give him the ball where all of his passes aren't contested. So, again, this is – until they make a conservative effort, this is what I said yesterday, and I'm not backing off of it. Until they make a conservative effort – and get him the football so I can see. Y'all may know. Y'all may have y'all own perception of it and y'all done with it, whatever. But for me, until they make a conservative effort to get him the ball more, I'm going to stand on his heel like, get a kid a chance. If you don't give him a chance, then I'm like, well, you didn't prove to me that he couldn't play because you didn't try to get him involved. He's made some plays for you in the past, and yes, he's dropped three balls this year, but he doesn't lead this team in drops. Everybody drop a ball. Hell, look at Kansas City, 33 drops.
And I think it's important to look at percentage of targets to drops versus just number of drops, because D-Hop gets the ball significantly more. So he's going to have more drops.
Absolutely.
I think it's the ratio of targets to drops for Treylon Burks that's really the biggest thing.
But I think what y'all are missing in the whole in this whole thing is receivers, especially young, let's just say young receivers, they get more comfortable catching the football is the more time you come to them. Why do you think veteran quarterbacks like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and you even heard Tom Brady even mention this, like, I'm going to throw it to a guy. If he drops it, I'm going to come back to him because I want him to gain confidence. I want him to build. Now, if he drops three or four in a row, it's like, oh, I got to go somewhere
else. Learn my lesson.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. But I got to give this young – they haven't given him a damn bit of confidence. See, that's what people are missing. You're missing the little things, you know, the nuanced things that you're just looking at, oh, catches and non-catches or yardage or touchdown. No, look at the nuance. If you drop one as a quarterback, just like me and Steve, you know, my first couple of – I may have dropped a pass in there, you know, my first couple of times, but you know what, Steve, I'm going back to you because – I want you to build that confidence. Now, it's going to come to a point you keep on dropping them, then okay. But they got to make a conservative effort to get him the football. That's all I'm saying.
I want to get him back into this conversation. But coming up next, we'll chat with Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet and the 32 Thoughts podcast. Hey, join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Dee Mace at Teddy's Tavern this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. for our NFL pregame show. They'll break down the Titans' Week 15 matchup against the Texans and give you the latest updates before the game. Our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and Beast Unleashed.